Okay, so I think I've got it. Edition 4. Here we go. I like that. It's not contradictory to the other one. Right, so I am at Hartham Common in Hertford, and I've just ridden up along the New River for the third day in a row, and along the River Lee as well. Only difference this time is I've used a different bike. Now, admittedly, when I got up this morning, this bike was in pieces, and I was a bit unsure as to whether it was going to be reliable, whether I could make it work, whether even if it worked. I mean, there is something wrong with the head tube there, because it doesn't, usually I can tell if it's working by, it's quite stiff. And I've changed over handlebars, because last time I rode it was, must have been sometime in September, October last year, I think, possibly. Might have been around that time. I took it, I was going along the New River heading south, and it just basically stopped working. The steering went on it. Which I'm sort of fully aware of the fact that it needs some kind of, it does need proper servicing more than I have, but more than I have today anyway. So I'm really pleased with this, actually, because I was kind of expecting to sort of get, you know, 5 miles up the road and then something would go wrong like last time. And I'd find myself not being able to complete the ride or having to walk to a train station. But that didn't happen, so I've arrived. Now, it's taken a bit of what, admittedly, like I said, I haven't used this seat, which is the one that I used extensively all of last year, or, you know, for the past 14 years. It's been my main seat. And although saying that, I did the one that's on the mountain bike, I did use for a little while because it's padded, but I've obviously given that to Lucas. But the plus side is we've now got two working bicycles, and we can now go out, because I think as I spent time repairing this today, I think Lucas thought that we were going to go out on the bikes, but was somewhat relieved when I said no, we're not. So we didn't. Right, so actually I really wish I'd bought my padlock now, because then I could have gone to Sainsbury's. I wasn't expecting to arrive before it closed, but and hopefully, well, so yesterday in the previous edition, I got to the train station and then the train broke down. So I ended up waiting an hour at Hertford North for a train, which was, because it wasn't just the train. So I ended up getting on a train, and then the one after broke down, and then the one that pulled into the station broke down, and it was a whole thing, right? So my plan today was to rebuild this bike, and if I couldn't get this working, I was going to cycle into London. But I thought the ride into London was possibly a bit, not treacherous isn't the right word, but because it isn't. The ride into London would mean if the bike broke, I would be stuck somewhere on the canal path, with nowhere near any train stations. So I thought, if I ride to Hertford, it's easy, it's flat, I can do all of that, and plus if I get into trouble, there's a number of train stations that I can go to, and I could get home easily. So even like on that line, I can get myself to Nicole's and, you know, leave the bike there and get her to give me a lift home, or at least, you know, walk home from there, which would be a bit easier. But as it turns out. I mean, admittedly, we're not at Hartford North yet, but we're on the ride back. And that is if there is a train, because there's no guarantee there's going to be a train. I'm certainly not taking that for granted anymore, because by the time I got to Hartford North last night and realised I'd have a 40-minute wait, I thought, well, I could go to Hartford East and get the train to Southbury and cycle, as I think I mentioned in the previous edition. I realised by the time I got home would have been 9 o'clock, and it would have been a lot longer travelling. You know, as it turns out, I got home roughly the same time, although it's roughly the same price, and 15 minutes once the train starts moving. So, not terrible. And I was cycling through this park, which is in between the car park and the train station, past Hartham Common, on the way to Hartford North, and there were these boys with a ramp and stuff, and they're like, oh, come and do a jump. I was like, yeah, I'm really not that good at that kind of thing. And there's a happy doggo with a ball in his mouth coming towards me. So, and here is the ramp, actually, which is a bit more dismantled than yesterday. Yeah, I'm not going to try that today. But so, speaking of butts, I am now getting used to this ride. Now, actually, this bike is really hard to ride. I mean, it's tough because it's a single speed. There's my mountain bike. I mean, the gears, again, need servicing, but I have at least sort of three or four gears that I can use on that bike before the train chains, because I've sort of stripped it to make the whole thing lighter. And but this has one gear, but the thing is when you actually put your mind to it, put your back into it, you can pick up some serious speed on this. It's actually a very fast bike once you start moving, but when you're going at lower speeds, it's very slow. So, come to the end now. We'll get back on the road. See you soon.